folks, are Cassidy here, and you're listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, episode 8, and we got a lot of fun things for you. 50 Shades of Grey, Uma Thurman unrecognizable on the red carpet. It's Fashion Week here in New York City. They got retards on the runway, and Madonna can't keep herself off Grindr.
Thugs in bad men, punks in lifers, locked up interns, pigs in snitches, risk your wealthy heads, all is well. You won't be strip searched, torn up tonight. You won't be cut up, bleeding tonight. You won't be strung out.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
I'm
not sure. Well, welcome to episode 8. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
I'm Michelle.
And we're the House of Mimosa, and we're so excited to have you listening today.
That's right, episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
Episode 8. We've really been diving into the whole podcast world.
Yeah.
I mean, we say we're episode 8, but really, we had over 100 episodes of our previous incarnation,
which was Sunday Morning Mimosa.
That's right.
Right.
And they're available on this feed, so please go check us out on iTunes and listen to those older episodes. A lot of character comedy, and that's where our drag personas, Anita and Gina, were born.
That's right.
And speaking of podcasts,
yeah,
we were fortunate enough to have been asked to be guests on the Grizzly Kiki podcast.
Yeah.
So be looking for...
With Robert and Daniel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be looking for the Grizzly Kiki episode with us on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool what they're doing. They are kind of putting together a collective of like an audio history of drag performers.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. They've got some of the Drag Race girls they've interviewed. They've got some of the girls here in New York City. So it's a pretty interesting concept they got going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I love that.
I love
that idea.
They were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
So nice.
It's like a time capsule of all these drag queens.
Fabulous.
I'm loving that.
Fabulous. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
Yeah. All right, so this past week, 50 Shades of Grey opened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this weekend it opened.
Ooh.
And people are in an uproar. Apparently some theaters banned it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how bad it could be.
Okay, so some theaters banned it.
Yeah, I guess they thought it was too risque.
What's the movie with Sharon Stone?
Basic Instinct.
Was that band? Do we know in any theaters?
I don't think it was.
Or that
was.
9.5 weeks?
I mean, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Or Sliver. Do you remember Sliver? Oh, God. Oh, I remember that was the first movie I ever saw where I saw a naked man, male penis hanging right there on the screen.
I never saw... The only one I saw was Basic Instinct.
Oh.
And that was, like, in the last couple of years
right.
I saw it.
Oh,
I never, I didn't see it as a young child.
Well, I remember. You're supposed to.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I was always allowed to watch everything. You know, we'd go to Blockbuster, and it was always, like, R-rated. My parents didn't care.
Oh, not in my house.
We're Italian. No one cared about that
stuff.
Well,
I think I just didn't have an interest in it, really.
Yeah.
I'm not Italian, and we didn't care either.
Well, that too, yeah.
No, I think it's so interesting that theaters are choosing not to show it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not like it's a mandatory thing. Everyone must see this. It's like people choose to purchase a ticket.
And it's not like pornography.
I mean, it basically is.
Is it like softcore?
I'm sure it's probably like softcore. Maybe it's like Cinemax version of...
The books were very explicit, but it only has R rating, so I don't know how they can...
Yeah, it's not even NC-17.
No.
Oh, God.
It should be.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that... This is off topic a little bit, but Miley Cyrus came out with a video, and it was going to be played at, like, some porn convention or something, or a porn expo or something, and then they... It was going to happen, and then then the porn, you know, expo or whatever it was decided not to do it.
Well, see, I guess...
Isn't that weird?
In a situation like that, where it's a quote-unquote public event...
Right.
Yeah.
I could see them choosing not to play a certain something.
Yeah.
But in this situation, it's a movie theater where people have to decide to purchase a ticket,
mm-hmm.
which are not cheap anymore...
No.
...to go and see.
Yeah.
That's... Or sneak in for free.
Well,
true.
Yeah. Well, hey, I guess if you grew up in Queens, like Michelle Bachelard, I was always so scared to do that. I never did it.
It was one time.
I never snuck into a movie. Did you?
I think I may have done it once, but it was double feature. It was like,
I went
to one and then I snuck into the next one.
Yeah.
I did that with my parents when I was, we went and saw The Lion King and then we saw The Flintstones.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's starting. Let's go see this. I was like,
uh-huh.
okay.
Uh-huh.
I have as an adult done that,
uh-huh.
but not seen the whole thing. I don't even remember what movie it was, but I stepped into it and I was like, oh, it seems like it's probably about halfway through. I'll just watch the end of it.
Yeah, why not?
I did it for a Broadway show once. Stepped into half of the show.
How?
The doors were open and it was during intermission and then I don't know if they do this anymore, where they open the side doors for intermission.
Yeah.
And then let everybody back in and I was on a date once, and this is going way back, like 2002 maybe, and the guy that I was with was like, hey, I've seen the show, it's really good, you want to see the second half? And we went in, waited
what
in the back.
It
was the Full Monty.
Well, that's why you want to see the
second
act.
That's why you want to see the second act.
John Leguizamo calls that second acting.
Second acting.
Where you go in after the second act.
That's funny.
You mix
like
in
that.
With the crowd of smokers, and then you follow them all in.
That's really funny.
It was really fun. That was fun. But I didn't know anything about the story, so I was like,
Well, you didn't care about the story. The second act is all about their schlongs,
right? That's
true. Right?
The bright lights at the end.
Well, speaking of movies... Uma Thurman was at... I thought it was a movie premiere, but you said it was a charity event.
I don't know. It was either a movie premiere or some charity event or something like that.
Well, Miss Uma Thurman, dancing like Uma Thurman,
mm-hmm.
Was at an event, and she had... There was a red carpet part of it.
Yeah.
And pictures of her from this are going around, and she's unrecognizable.
Which I don't see that.
When you showed me the picture, I didn't recognize it. I was like, I would not know that that's Uma Thurman.
To me, it looks like an older Uma Thurman who had some work done, possibly, which is not uncommon nowadays.
I felt like, okay, I didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
But I also I didn't think it looked like somebody who had work done. It didn't look to me like this person had work done.
To me, it did. Uh-huh. It looked a little puffy in the eyes, or maybe she had some eye surgery. And, you know, like, for me, I don't like the idea that we're so critical right now about all these, especially females.
Yeah.
That are in the public eye. I don't like that. It's not right. It happened to Renee Zellweger. It's not... I just don't find that...
I think we're... I mean, I talked about this before on the podcast, that I'm a critical person.
Mm.
But not where, like, that's concerned.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get work done, get work done. Like,
right.
I think whatever you want to do to make yourself feel better about yourself...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's so many other cosmetic things we do, like... getting your eyebrows done or being at the gym 5 times a week or, and you
anything.
Might say that those things are a lot less severe than plastic surgery or fillers and Botox and all that, but is it really that much difference?
But when was the last time you saw Uma Thurman? Like, you're also...
She's been away for a while.
Right, and like the thing with Renee Zellweger, you see this picture and you're like, oh, she looks so different, but you haven't seen her in 5 years, really. When was the last time you sat down and looked at a picture of Uma? Uma. And then today you look and you're like, oh, she looks completely different. You don't know what people go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no
clue. Well, she also looked like she wasn't wearing a lot of makeup either.
Yeah.
So... makeup can do a lot.
Some little tan. She looked tanner than normal.
Makeup can do a lot for a lady. Yeah.
I just don't like this whole thing with media and, you know, going against the way somebody looks. I mean, we're seeing that now with the whole Bruce Jenner thing.
Right.
You know, and it's not right. And now people are trying to backtrack their story because it's a whole new topic that is arising. And
well, this is the thing I think about Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should say things deliberately to make people feel bad, okay? No matter what the situation is. So let me preface that, what I'm about to say with that. But Bruce Jenner has chosen to be on a reality show that's like one of the biggest reality shows of all time with however many seasons, and he's in people's homes every day now that it's on syndication.
Yeah.
Syndication sounds like such an old-timey word, doesn't it? Yeah, now that you can watch online and all the ways that we get TV now. But he's a household name now. So there's going to be commentary on his change, on his transformation, on... I mean, we haven't even heard officially if he's transitioning.
Well, and that's why I think it's a touchy subject. I think that there should be a little bit more. I think that once there was any kind of speculation that he may be transitioning into a transsexual, then maybe there needed to be a little bit more, you know, they should have held back on the media.
We comment on Kim Kardashian and her ass all the time and Kylie Jenner's new lips, and people are ruthless about those things. Now, I don't think people should be mean. Let me just say that. I don't think there should be mean commentary. But as a public figure, you are going to have stuff talked about. I mean, it's just part of the job.
But when someone's going through something crucial, like a life-changing thing...
But he hasn't said that. He hasn't come out and said, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to start this, or I'm in the middle of this. Please respect my privacy.
And do you think he should have done that because he's in the public? Maybe he should have blanketed it right away. But maybe he was trying to struggle with himself.
I don't think you have to. I think you're right.
You shouldn't have to. It shouldn't be anyone else's explanation.
Exactly.
But also, people are going to have opinions regardless. I don't think if he came out and said, I'm transitioning, people would be like, oh, okay. Well, then you look great. You look good for what you're going through. People would still think your face looks like shit.
Yeah.
But
opinions.
I don't know. I just feel like... You know, I'm of the belief, I would like for anyone who is kind of, you know, in a way, he's part of one of the first group of people in his situation.
Okay.
Granted, we've got Laverne Cox, we've got Candace Kane, and those are the first two that come to mind.
Carly J. And,
but nobody like Bruce Jenner. I mean, he was an athlete. You know, he was...
people know him.
Right. But middle America knows him. He's not... It's not like he started as part of the LGBTQ community and now is transitioning. He's was part of what we all understood to be the straight community, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we understood him to be. So I am of the belief that if you're kind of, for lack of a better word, pioneering something, it would have been nice for him to say, towards the beginning of this, I am transgendered and I'm going through this, and I would... please respect my privacy, or I want people to be able to learn from me, you know, like, but to not...
Maybe he will. Maybe it's happening in slow steps. I think that it's happening in slow steps and
doesn't
want to do
it
all out.
Well, okay, but you're on a reality show. We're going to see it.
Right, but if it just happens, people are going to see it, and he doesn't want to be this pioneer.
Maybe
like,
it was, yeah.
Gigi Gorgeous is different. Gigi went through her whole thing, and every time you watch her... you see her transformation, and she tells you about it.
Yeah.
Maybe this guy doesn't care. He just wants... He's on a TV
right,
show,
you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That he's on television in one of the number one reality shows out there.
Maybe it wasn't his choice to be on the reality show in the beginning.
Everybody has a choice. We all have a choice.
Well, if you're married to somebody, you kind of have to be thrown in there.
Brandi Glanville's children are on the show.
True.
There are husbands of some of the housewives that choose not to be on the
show.
That's
true.
You are we all have a choice.
Okay.
All of us have a choice. No one held a gun to his head and said, you need to do this. So I'm just, you know, my opinion is that I think it's not a correct thought to think that he can go through this while being filmed for the television show and not think you're going to get some sort of commentary.
I can see that.
He's absolutely going to get commentary, but whether or not he chooses to address it is his... I don't know if he has to. He just
no, he doesn't have to. No, and that's what I'm saying. Is like, I'm of the opinion that I think it would be nice if he did that as kind of a pioneer of this sort of thing, but if he chooses not to, he chooses not to.
Right.
Is all.
Yeah, I think so. That's
and check out Gigi Gorgeous. We love you, girl.
Oh, we love her. Ooh. God, her makeup commentary is fantastic.
Honey, I love her. Gigi love Gorgeous it. On YouTube.
Ooh,
she's
tutorials,
fabulous.
Honey. Galore.
She's fabulous. And speaking of beauty, it's Fashion Week here
yes,
in New York City. I've been following along Victoria Beckham's Instagram.
Oh.
She's been posting a lot of stuff from New York.
I love that.
Because she's got a show this week.
She's got great fashions.
Yeah. But something else that's really cool and kind of another pioneer,
yeah.
Designer Carrie Hammer,
mm-hmm.
Started last year a campaign called Role Models, Not Runway Models.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So her fashion shows are filled with role models and
love
not
that.
The typical runway models. And this year she's got Jamie Brewer from American Horror Story,
mm-hmm.
Who played Adelaide.
Yes.
Who played...
Oh, God, I can't remember the other characters' names.
I don't remember. Adelaide, and then she played the doll.
The doll.
The dummy.
The freak show one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she has Down syndrome, and she's going to be the first model to walk in Fashion Week with Down syndrome.
Isn't that
that's
great?
Awesome.
I think that's great.
I think
it's so good for
so
her.
So empowering.
I know, right?
So great.
And I have
I
to say,
love this whole idea that Carrie has.
You know, we in our show, in our comedy, we joke.
Yeah.
We make fun. It's all lighthearted. We make fun of our own community.
Yeah.
But we... You know, in our joking, we're inadvertently kind of making fun of the fact that of people who may think in an ignorant way.
That's right.
That's what we think is funny. People who are ignorant and stupid.
Because we all grow up around that. So,
yeah. So congratulations to Jamie. Congratulations to designer Carrie Hammer. I think that's going to be, that is really exciting. It happened this the other day.
I love mm-hmm. it.
I haven't seen photos from it, but.
No. Oh, I think I may have seen something. I saw a photo of her getting ready before.
Yeah.
Which looked so cool.
Yeah.
And she was tweeting and posting about that.
Yeah.
And that's so nice.
As you know, we're brought to you by Dragaholic.com.
Yeah.
Please check them out, Dragaholic.com. You can see an article about me on there. I think we talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Anita and Buffum. And they've also asked me to write a column for them. I'm still gearing up for that. I don't really know what I want to write about. So I've been getting some opinions from you guys. Please let me know what you'd like to hear about in my column. I'm going to be writing it as Travis
mm-hmm.
about my experiences in drag,
mm-hmm.
But more specifically, what kind of things do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear the business end? Do you want to hear about the makeup? Do you want to hear... I mean, maybe just all. Maybe I should
maybe
just freaking pick one
everything.
And just...
Yeah,
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just got to sit down and pick something.
That's all.
Yeah, every week it can be different.
I'm insecure about it, so I'm
well, we'll
I'm
help
hesitating.
You. We're here to guide
I'm
you.
Hesitating.
Don't hesitate.
I won't hesitate.
Well, on there, on Dragaholic,
yeah.
Speaking of Dragaholic and being one of our sponsors, they had a whole... highly anticipated
mm-hmm.
look, right, Michelle?
The top five highly anticipated queens of season 7.
Ooh.
RuPaul's Drag Race season 7.
And they
cannot wait.
And they went down the list of the top five that were their choices.
Okay.
And
so Dragaholics.
Yeah.
It was number 5 was Pearl.
Okay.
Pearl, okay.
From New York.
That's
from
right.
New York.
Number 4 was Katya.
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 Uh-huh. 3 was Miss Fame.
Uh-huh.
Also from New York.
Exactly. Number 2 was Max, who
Max.
Had that fabulous video.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 1 was Trixie Mattel.
Yay!
Which, Michelle, is, I think you're...
I'm Team Trixie.
You're Team Trixie right
I
now.
I have to
now.
Say, I agree with that list. I think that
yeah.
is a highly anticipated group of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny, though, because every season... They release promo videos for the show,
mm-hmm.
and little the cover girls now, they've done that 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But my opinion of who I like always changes.
Yeah,
right.
So I can't pick a favorite yet, because
like,
I haven't seen anything yet.
Well, like, going into the show, I feel one way. Watching the show, I feel another.
Always.
Then after the show is finished, and we see some more of their live performances outside of television... I feel a totally different way.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
This is the first season where I've gone on YouTube and watched some of the girls that sparked my interest first, and Katya and Trixie are my top two.
I think they're amazing. What is it about them that you like?
They're just fun. I don't know. They're just fun. Katya, her performances are... She does a My Heart Will Go On in Russian, and she comes out with this big boat around her, and then has somebody come out and play the iceberg. It's hysterical.
Oh, that's fun.
And Trixie just makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
That's fun.
She's fun to look at.
That's fun.
I love that about her. Awesome. Well, you were telling me about something that you saw about...
Yeah, also on Dragaholic.
Yeah.
And you know me, I love a good nudie pick. Miss Fame, there's some discovered nude photographs of Miss Fame. So
tastefully done, though.
Tastefully done. I don't know what his boy name is, but do you know?
No.
I don't think I do.
But Miss Fame is a model. He's actually a model as a boy and as Miss Fame. And beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, like could walk a runway, like really gorgeous, as a boy and a girl.
Handsome and beautiful.
Yeah, and he had apparently done some nude modeling in the past.
Okay.
And pictures on Dragaholic.
He looked great.
Yeah.
He looked great. There was one picture where I was like, wait, is that his finger? Is that his thumb? I was like, wait, hold on. He was like sitting down. I mean, they looked great.
Now, did you think it was a large thumb or a small thumb?
I thought it was a pretty good sized thumb.
Uh-huh.
I have to say.
That's right, because I thought it was like an average sized thumb.
Oh, well.
I was like, all right, well.
I mean, he's a white guy, you know.
Is he?
Yeah, isn't he?
I don't know. I wonder what
Curtis. I just looked it up.
Curtis. What's his last name?
Curtis was supposed to love me.
I wonder what his background is.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out.
Because in some of the pictures, I thought he looked a little, like, Chinese. A little Filipino-ish.
Oh, okay.
A little something. Yeah,
it's possible.
A little something Asian.
It's possible. Well, you know, there was a whole... this is funny that you mentioned that. Because I just saw something that was a whole list of... different actors that we don't know to be Asian.
Oh, I saw this.
And that are Asian.
Yeah.
And so one of them was Mark Paul Gosselaar, who I didn't know was part Asian.
What?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Hmm. I know this is not on our list.
Yeah, no.
Can we please talk about that show Off the Boat? So if you haven't seen, I don't know what network it's on.
ABC. It's on ABC, which is the same episode, I mean, the same network as The Goldbergs.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think Black-ish, too.
Yes.
So... I cannot believe the show. It's called Off the Boat, and it's about an Asian family or
Taiwanese.
Taiwanese family who's the mother and father are off the boat.
Okay.
And the pilot is that they are moving from D.C., where they lived in Chinatown, to Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
So they're in a very white, you know.
Very Stepford
white. But is Orlando very white? Anymore? I mean, Orlando is
The show takes place in the 90s.
Oh, so 90s. Maybe back then.
And I'm sure there are suburbs of Orlando that are very white.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's... First of all, I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Second of all, it is exactly like It is the Goldbergs.
It's like the Goldbergs and Black-ish mixed together.
Well, it's like the Goldbergs is the Jewish family.
Mm-hmm.
And Off the Boat is the Taiwanese family. And Black-ish is the Black family. But I feel like I've only seen one episode of Black-ish. I've watched a good amount of the Goldbergs for lack of there being anything else on, and we kind of just throw it on. But I'm like, these shows are definitely written by white people. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, and Off the Boat, it's just like it is a carbon copy of the Goldbergs with a Taiwanese family.
It's exactly the same...
It's the same concept, but in the 90s, though.
Right.
With a different, you know, ethnicity.
Right, the kids into music, like the one in the Goldbergs.
Yeah,
right.
There's three of them, and there's three of the ones on the Goldbergs.
Yeah.
Well, I think three is a magic number for television sitcoms, I think, for kids.
I think the mother in Off the Boat is doing a horrible job as the mother.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's a bad actress, but the representation that she's bringing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, is it because it's a network show? Is it because it's like...
I don't know.
Are they being too careful?
I'm just not a big fan of network shows right now. It's not...
Horrible.
They're not producing any great sitcoms anymore.
No.
I mean, I think sitcoms are on the way out anyway as far as what we think sitcoms to be, but, you know, I'd rather see Transparent or Girls or, you know...
I mean, Modern Family.
Modern Family is great.
I think Modern Family is getting to that point where it's starting to feel a little old.
Like they
But it's still funny. Laugh at every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised at how they've been able to take, the one girl is now going to college, or supposed to be in college.
Yeah.
The other girl's applying to colleges. So, like, they're all growing up, and I'm surprised that I see what they're doing with the storyline to keep it going. I mean, that story of this family could go forever and ever and ever.
Oh, yeah, it could.
So it's interesting to see how they keep it fresh and alive, and So good for you, Modern Family.
And the writing is smart on that show.
Yes,
which is great. And that's what you don't see in The Goldbergs or in, you know, Off the Boat or even Black-ish.
I just feel like those shows are so... I feel like they're racist in how badly written they are. I don't think there's anything intentionally racist, but it's like...
But because they're not
funny
enough...
I mean, I'm sure
enough,
if I dissected it, I could find it.
Well, because they're not funny enough, it then looks
it feels
racist.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
It's
I know.
Like, push it. It's like, push it over the top.
Push it.
Yeah, real good.
All right, well.
All right, let's turn it over to the WKRZ 101.2 Morning Crew for some Astoria Radio. And we're back! I'm Cool Kurt Cassidy, joined by my gal pal.
Yeah, Colossal.
And you're listening to WKRZ 101.2 Astoria Radio.
And today we want to bring you love.
That's right, Kat. We want to hook up our listeners with some Astoria celebs for a potential romantic evening.
In studio today, we have hairstylist Antoinette Giordano and Xander from Blow & Go.
Welcome, Antoinette and Xander. Kat, check out the bazoomas on Antoinette. And Xander, you do my hair. Great to have you here in the studio. You all know Xander from Dittmars' Blow and Go. And we've got Antoinette Giordano, who does hair out of her basement apartment. And it's called Sheer Fantasy, is that right?
Yeah, it's Sheer Fantasy, Kurt.
All right, we're making it real easy for you guys. We're going to ask you a few simple questions so our listeners can get to know you. And listeners, if you're interested, call in at the end of the segment and we'll hook you up with either Xander or Antoinette. And now let's start with you. You got a low-cut top on, I can't stop staring. What are you most passionate about in life?
Well, I'm passionate about hair. I love hair. That's what I do. That's what I love.
And Xander, how about you? What are you most passionate about?
Well, hon, I'm passionate about my career. I've been a hairstylist for over 45 years, and I'm looking to retire with the love of my life.
Well, hopefully we can find someone for you today. Now, the next question is, other than your parents, who has been the most influential person in your life and why?
Well, hon, I gotta tell you, Jose Bear and Vidal Sassoon. I mean, really, they paved the way for me in my career, hon.
Oh, God, the pressure of a name. I don't even know. Well, maybe, like, the Kardashians. You know, they're good. Kardashians are real good. They're very fashionable. Love their hair. Yeah, let's do that, Kardashians.
You know, Antoinette, I gotta agree with you. I saw that movie she filmed with Ray J, and let me tell you, the woman deserved an Oscar. Did you see that movie, Kat?
Oh, no.
I gotta tell you, you're alone a lot. You should check it out. I mean, it's one of those films that really keeps you warm on a lonely night.
Well, moving right along, the next question is, what are four things your friends say about you?
Four things my friends say about me? Well, they say I got good boobies. And, yeah, I got a good rack. Nice rack. I play a mean game of pool. Nice game of pool. I'm good with the stick. I can curse like a trucker. Yeah, that's four, right? Yeah, I think that's four.
My friends say I'm a bitch, but I have a heart of gold. I'm a businesswoman with a business mind and a bod for sin, hon. They'd say I love dining out. They'd say that about me. I love dining out, and I like to complain at restaurants.
And listeners, make sure you're listening in now because this is our final question. We want you to go ahead and start calling in after this. Now tell us, what are some qualities you guys are looking for in a potential romantic partner?
Well, Kurt, I like a guy that's, like, tall, real tall, dark, and handsome. You know, not too dark, but, you know, just the right shade of dark, tall, nice build. Oh, yeah, he gotta have a good build. A nice, good build. You know, kind of like a John Cena build. You know, but dark, kind of dark, like a Shemar Moore dark. Well, kind of maybe a little bit more like the Rock kind of complexion. And he gotta be funny. He's gotta be real funny. And I like a guy that can like take charge and, you know, be a little aggressive. Yeah, aggressive. Yeah, I like that kind of guy. Yeah.
Kurt, I like a guy that doesn't have any cats. No cats, hon. I hate pussies. He's got to have a lot of money. Lots of money. Good hair. Good hair, Kurt. Want to be able to put my hand through a head of hair. Head of hair and a huge package. Huge package, hon. That's what I like. A huge package.
Oh, yeah. That sounds real good, Xander. Yeah. Can I add that to my list, too? A good package? Nice size package. Yeah.
Now, remember, folks, now's the time to call. If you want to date Xander or Antoinette, give us a call here at the studio. I'm sure the phone lines are blasting off the hook. If you can't get through, keep trying. This is so exciting. Let's go to our first call. Kat, who wants to date Antoinette or Xander? Give us our first caller.
There are no calls.
Okay, so something that's always a hot topic,
yeah,
is Grindr.
Oh,
always.
I thought you were going to say Madonna, but okay. Well, in my world.
Yeah. Now, at this point, she's a little boring, but...
How dare you?
No, Grindr's always a hot topic because, you know, it's the new way to date, right?
Yeah.
So, Grindr and Scruff and Tinder now.
But
and...
I don't think a lot of people use Grindr for dating. Because
no.
It's... When you, if you, you know, and I don't go on Grindr anymore, but I used to. And anytime you want to try to find a guy to maybe go on a potential date with, it's like, oh, I'm not on here for that. I'm on here to hook up.
So Grindr is like a hookup app.
It's more like a hookup app.
So isn't it so funny?
There are
as
other
a culture,
sites.
We went from online dating.
Yeah.
To I mean I don't think were there sites specifically for hooking up.
I don't think there were until Grindr.
I mean,
at least I wasn't aware
I mean,
of
I
them.
Guess there was gay.com and stuff like that, but I don't feel like those were specifically for hooking
I
up.
Think
like,
there
come
was
over and
called,
let's do it.
Oh, God.
Isn't there Adam for Adam? What's that?
Oh, Adam for Adam.
Adam
that's
for
a
Adam,
hookup
I think,
site.
Was
that's
a hookup site ish. Yeah.
And there's also Adult Friend Finder, but that's
uh-huh.
for
Manhunt.
Blanket.
Was that one too? Was that?
I guess.
Manhunt,
yeah.
My mom would be so proud of me right now.
Oh.
Well, I think it's very interesting that now with smartphones, like, everything is so readily available, including
oh, yeah.
dick. Like, like a pizza. Like a pizza. You just
order it.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's
God,
so true.
How
but,
horrible.
But, so Madonna is doing a promotion
She's
with
doing a
Grindr.
Promotion on there, on Grindr, where if you change your profile pic to an image of yourself, but reminiscent of her album cover for Rebel Heart with all the wire around her face.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Which I think is a horrible picture, by
I know,
the way.
I don't like that.
Don't
it makes her
she,
nose look funny.
It makes her look like she has a hair lip.
Yeah, I don't
know. It looks
it's
really
probably
weird.
Pressing funny. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It
so
weird.
If you change your profile pic on Grindr to this image of you emulating this photo of her on Rebel Heart
yeah.
until, I guess, until Valentine's Day, then...
No, so that was this past Saturday.
That was this past Saturday. So until then she's going to, I guess, pick, I don't know, at random, either a few people. I think it could be a few. And then she'll chat with them on Grindr.
That's so
that's
crazy.
As a perk.
Yeah. All right.
Which is kind of fun,
Can
I guess.
Do that on Tinder? I want to talk to Madonna.
I think it's so funny because it's, you know, Grindr, I think she should do it on Tinder because Grindr is
Tinder.
Her community.
Yeah,
Grindr's
her community.
It's like, if you're on Grindr, you probably are buying one of the new Madonna songs, if not the whole album.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Tinder... Is like everybody? Is everyone on Tinder?
Everyone's on Tinder, but
yeah.
Is Tinder for gay and straight?
Oh yeah. You have to just put in who you prefer.
So if she
but there's
it...
always that random girl that's on mine, and I don't know how she gets there. I don't know how she gets there, but she does, and I'm always like, wait a minute, this is clearly a straight girl. She must have her setting wrong.
Maybe,
on Tinder.
Maybe she's queer.
No, I don't think she. I don't
maybe
think
she's
so.
Curious.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe she's gay curious.
Maybe she thinks you're curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
maybe she's Michelle Visage. Because Michelle Visage is always on those
yeah.
multimedia
yeah.
gay chat places.
That's so
places.
Funny. That's
I
so
love that.
Funny. All right, well, if you want to chat with Madonna, change your profile
Ooh.
Picture on Grindr to look like the cover of her album.
That's right.
Speaking of Grindr and dating,
yeah.
this is so exciting. You said that you read
yes.
Obama
predicted that he believes that gay marriage will be all over the U.S. by June, by this summer. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I think it's a good thing.
I think it's great.
I mean, it's great for us because, you know, we do weddings now.
Hello.
And I'm ordained.
I
so if you need someone to marry you, let me know.
That's right.
I can do it as Travis or Anita.
And
we also perform for showers and all that stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
So
Anita and Jean Marie can come to your,
well,
your
I mean,
shower, your
at
wedding.
At this point,
your...
it's a little embarrassing how behind we are.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Isn't gay marriage legal in, like, so many other countries. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
pretty much everywhere else.
Pretty much everywhere else.
Like,
yeah.
Send me to Canada or something. Doesn't
so
Canada
stupid.
Seem like the better America?
Yes.
I mean, it's like
kind of, yes.
I mean, no, let me just say I love the United States.
No,
I love America. I think, you know, well, I guess Canada is America.
Canada's America's hat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the grass is always greener on the other side.
America's the continent.
Yeah.
No.
No.
North America.
North America is the continent.
America is the United States.
United States of America.
Oh,
Is, yeah. But when you just say America, people usually are referring to the United States of America.
Right.
Yeah.
The continent is
the
North
continent
America.
The continent is North America.
So America is, it makes up what then?
Us. Usually it's
referring
North to the
America
USA.
Is Canada, the U.S.,
right.
Mexico.
Yes.
And then South America is like
is,
where Africa's at. No, Africa's
no.
continent. No, I corrected myself.
This is bad geography, people.
This is embarrassing.
South America
I corrected
is
the
Latin. So quickly, though.
Right, so Canada is part
countries.
Of America.
No.
Canada
yes,
is
part
of
America.
North America.
America as a whole.
But usually when you refer to America as a whole, we are speaking usually of only the U.S.
Okay, but like literally, America consists of...
You would have to say
North
America. North
America consists
because
of...
America is usually referred to USA. When you
all
just
right.
say America, it's
sequence?
Usually USA.
Sequence.
Yeah, I can't.
Because then
I can't.
If you say America, then you could be... you know, no one's going to know
what
you're talking about.
Yeah,
nobody
but,
knows what we're talking about right now.
I know.
I don't know what I'm talking
this
about.
Is
this is
so
embarrassing.
Confusing. Please, this is not... Oh, my God.
I can't. Can you have...
Are you smarter than a fourth grader?
We need to
not.
Watch the Animaniacs when they go through all the countries of the world.
Oh.
Can someone please hashtag HOM podcast and let me know what America consists of?
North
is it an opinion?
America. North
America.
But I want to know what America is.
The United... The 50
usually,
states is America.
It's usually considered, yes, the USA.
Because there's also South America, which has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. You wouldn't say America for South America, us.
So we can see how it's confusing.
No.
No, because usually when you refer to America, you usually are referring to U.S.
Right.
I mean, okay. All right, we'll leave it
maybe
at that because I'm so confused. I'm not confused.
Maybe we should ask Kenya Moore because she was a Miss USA.
We should ask Kenya Moore.
Exactly.
We should. Hi, guys. Anita B. here. Hey, listen, Taylor Swift, who appeared in a sketch Sunday night as part of SNL's 40th anniversary, had a hard time hiding her feelings while seated in the audience next to Sarah Palin. The blank space singer was seen throwing all sorts of shade as she sat with her arms crossed, a displeased look on her face, and even rolling her eyes. We feel you, honey. In other Swifty news, Mr. Kardashian, Kanye West, recently told Ryan Seacrest that he and Taylor are working on some new music together. I guess Tay-Tay does know how to shake it off.
How this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. leave, cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
Swift, and as she's always singing and dancing along to other people's music at all those award shows, she's so frickin' cute. Alright, next up we have 16-year-old Shawn Mendes from Toronto, Canada. After gaining millions of viewers on the social app Vine, where Mendes covered popular songs, he was discovered and signed to Island Records. He's the youngest artist to debut in the top 25 with a debut song on the Billboard Hot 100.
Play the lottery, you my winning. It's like 25 to life, still you bust out of prison. Something's in the air, something's in the air. It's like that feeling when you're just about to kill it. Take your last shot, you know you're gonna hit it. Something's in the air, something's in the air. Whoa. They wouldn't listen. It's like an anthem that the whole world's singing. Hands are in the air, hands are in the air. Whoa. Shake. If we clap our hands, the walls will break. Yo, so loud, won't forget our names. Cause something big is happening. Take this spark and start a fire. Raise this up, we're feeling high. They can't tell us anything. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. Out of my control. Pushing, pulling, and it's grabbing me. Feel it in my bones.
This Swedish singer and songwriter, say that five times fast, Tove Lo, from her hit single Habits and her recent collaboration with Alesso called Heroes.
Now check out a remix of Talking Body, another track from her album Queen of the Clouds.
Smoke me broke. I don't care, I'm down for what you want.
This has been House of Mimosa, the podcast. Make sure to check out our new YouTube series, The Aftercast, where you can watch us discuss more hot topics and other things that didn't make this podcast episode. For bookings and appearance inquiries, please email thehouseofmimosa@gmail.com. That's THEHAUS of Mimosa, MIMOSA, @gmail.com. And be sure to keep in touch with us by using hashtag HOM Podcast.